A reflection for Mothering Sunday. The texts are Colossians 3, verses 12 to 17, and Luke 2, verses 33 to 35. Mothering Sunday is a rather odd occasion, or at least I find it so. Its origins are rather obscure. Did it come from the English custom of paying a visit to one's cathedral or minster, one's mother church, on the fourth Sunday of Lent? Or of paying a visit to one's mother? Or did it come from the reading from Galatians, set in the Book of Common Prayer for this Sunday, which includes the verse, "But Jerusalem which is above is free, which is the mother of us all"? We can't really say for certain. Then too, there's the immense commercialisation of it, the sheer number of Mother's Day cards and gifts. Last week I nipped into Tesco and was dumbstruck. Acre after acre of mainly pink Mother's Day cards had taken over what felt like the entire store, swamping every other sentiment. Pink cards, pink chocolates, pink champagne, pink flowers. It's all rather a lot. More seriously, not everyone finds Mother's Day easy. If your own experience of motherhood has been difficult, or if you have longed for children of your own and have not had them, Mother's Day can be a reminder of things that might even be painful. To speak personally, I was given up for adoption when I was 2 weeks old. I've never known my birth mother because she doesn't wish for any contact. So my own feelings are somewhat conflicted. Now, having said all this, I should now make it really, really very clear that this is not to oppose Mothering Sunday or to denigrate motherhood, so please don't write to Bishop Robert. I've mentioned some of the complexities of Mothering Sunday not to downplay it, but to enhance its importance and to protect it from triviality. Mothering Sunday says huge things about the nature of God, the nature of human love, and the nature of salvation. But these sometimes can all get a bit muddled up with the cards and the chocolate and the fizz. So in these next few minutes, let's remind ourselves of some of the bigger themes. Firstly, what can Mothering Sunday say to us about love? Well, the Gospel reading today is probably the shortest you'll hear, which might have been a nice surprise. But it tells us about that moment when Mary, that young first-time mother, brings her child Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem to offer the sacrifices decreed under the law, the Torah, with Joseph by her side. I can imagine Mary with a mixture of pride and trepidation, that sense that somehow she is bringing her baby into God's presence for a blessing. One of the privileges of priesthood is baptising, and that moment when the parent holds her infant and I sprinkle the water and welcome the child into God's family is a very touching and powerful one, that sense of entrusting this defenceless little life into God's care. Yet for Mary, there was more to come. Words spoken by Simeon, this old man, words of blessing, words that foretell a great destiny for the child, yet also words that foretell rejection, pain and suffering, words that are fulfilled at the cross. This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. Motherhood, for Mary, meant a deep and abiding love for her son and the rest of her family, and the miracle of being chosen by God. Yet motherhood would also involve deep pain for Mary, the pain of losing Jesus in Jerusalem, the pain of seeing him leave his settled life and pursue his destiny, the pain of hearing Jesus speak quite harshly about the claims of family, and the ultimate pain of seeing her beloved son arrested, accused, flogged, and crucified, pain like a sword in her soul. As we look at the news, we see too many mothers with swords in their soul at the moment. Families separated by the threat of war, mothers and children desperately seeking safety in other countries, children and other innocents maimed or murdered by high explosives at the behest of war criminals. Too often in recent years we might have looked away from the plight of refugees. Perhaps this Lent, may our shock, disgust and indignation let the invasion of Ukraine move us to repentance and genuine action. Mothering Sunday confronts us with the unacceptable human cost of war, nationalism, dictatorship, and militarism. In such a time of pain, Lord, have mercy. But even in peacetime, swords can pierce souls. Mary's pain is the pain of every mother who has ever loved her child. And it's also the pain of every one of us who has ever experienced the breaking of the deep attachment of love. Pain is a part of parenting, from the everyday frustrations and challenges to the pain of seeing our children move out and develop their own independent lives. And too, for some, there is the even greater pain of family tragedy. That too, Mary experienced. So alongside the celebrations, Mothering Sunday reminds us of the sheer cost of loving our children, the risk and the heartbreak of love. But Mothering Sunday also reminds us that God is not remote and above such love, such joy, such pain. God has chosen to be in the midst of it. That miracle of the Incarnation, that choice of the eternal Son of God to enter history by being born to an ordinary young woman, means that we can never again think of God as being untouchable or untouched. In every joy and in every pain, God is in it with us. If Mothering Sunday reminds us of the power and the pain of human love, it also reminds us of the immense power and scope of the love of the God we meet in the Bible. This God gives us life and upholds us moment by moment. This God sees our failures to love and sees the damage that results. Like every parent who's ever lived, this God confronts the limits of his power to help us when we refuse to be helped. And then this God does what no one else has ever done. God steps into our lives, not as an angry parent ordering us to obey, but as a vulnerable man, human and real, powerful but defenceless, authoritative but humble. In Jesus, God takes the risk of love, knows its joys and its pains. Jesus grieves over Jerusalem, using mothering language. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. Jesus is betrayed with a kiss. Jesus is rejected and killed. In Jesus, God lives all the consequences of his children's rejection. And in Jesus, God shows that his love has no limits. Like a mother, God cannot turn his back on us, his children. Like a mother, Jesus is willing to die so that God's children might live. And this is the miracle of love that we remember every time we come to communion and take bread and wine, Christ's body and blood. This is strong stuff, you might think, for Mothering Sunday. And yet, this is actually where the cards and the flowers and even the pink champagne can come in. Because in the great miracle of Easter, we see that the story of God's love doesn't come to an end on the cross. At Easter, we see Jesus risen, God's love stronger than death. We see God giving each of us a hope and a future. And ever since that first Easter, we see that hope and that future being lived out, being brought into the present by lives that have been changed by the love of God. Like the best mother, like the best parent, God reaches out to us when we fall and raises us up. God has given each of us the possibility of a new life, the sort of life we hear about in Colossians, a life of compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, forgiveness, and love. This is the sort of life that God, like a mother, longs to nurture in us. It's as we take our stumbling steps in this new way of living that we find God's welcoming, upholding hands there to guide us with the gentleness of love, so that we can grow into all that God longs for us to be. This Mothering Sunday, then, we give thanks for our mothers. We give a commitment to help those who need to know love. We give thanks for each other. And we give thanks for our fathering, mothering, creating, redeeming and sustaining God. Maybe this Sunday we even drink pink champagne. And to conclude, a prayer of St. Anselm. Jesus, like a mother, you gather your people to you. You are gentle with us, as a mother with her children. Despair turns to hope through your sweet goodness. Through your gentleness, we find comfort in fear. Your warmth gives life to the dead. Your touch makes sinners righteous. Lord Jesus, in your mercy, heal us. In your love and tenderness, remake us. In your compassion, bring grace and forgiveness. For the beauty of heaven, may your love prepare us. Amen.